Shut the front door. It's going back door. Episode 61.
Can you do that with a little more energy?
Shut the front door. It's going back door. Episode 61. You fucking piece of shit. I hate you so much.
From the top. One more time.
Dude, suck just my dick.
For a third time.
No, you're just going to leave it all in to try to make me look dumb. I know your plans, you son of a bitch.
One more time, though.
No.
Wait, how's it go?
It's none of your fucking business.
Is it sit?
I got the front door? A whole case of beer for this.
Or shut the front door. I don't remember. Can you say it one more time and remind me? Can you do it in a stone cold Steve Austin voice while drinking that beer?
What? Shut the front door. It's going back door. Episode 61, brother.
I like that one. You ended it with Hulk Hogan, and you know what?
Yeah, that's fine. I always, doing a wrestler voice, I always devolve into Hulk Hogan. Okay. Pretty much always. Or going into like a weird heel thing.
This is all staying in, by the way.
Good. Good.
Okay.
Lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Hello, penetrators. Welcome to Going Back Door, episode 61. We are back at you here. Back in studio.
Studio, yeah.
Studio. That's, we're gonna sound professional. Studio, or as we call it, Todd's apartment currently smells like cat piss.
Yeah.
Or methamphetamines for those at home that also enjoy a good time.
For the folks that enjoy a couple hot rails to really top out the night, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Carry it over to the next morning and then the next day. What did you think of my comedy set? You didn't even fucking watch it, but it's all right.
I listened to it. I was listening.
There was a lot of...
I was also fidgeting.
I was pretty animated this time around.
I was, you know, in them DMs, so I was a little distracted.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. You had good energy. You're improving. You did steal some stuff, but that's fine.
What the fuck? You don't own ass eating.
No. You stole a whole segment of Bill Burr's, but that's fine.
What the that's fuck fine. Did I steal?
You stole the,
I swear to God. Don't you start this.
Like, you remember Bill Burr's thing on the ladder? Yeah, Todd did that.
I did not.
He also did Chris Rock's thing on Black People versus the N-word. That one did not go well for him.
Nope.
Because, well, white.
No, it did not. That is not what happened.
That's definitely what happened. That's how I remember what happened.
You're not going to bully me into releasing clips.
No. You see, Todd walked up on stage, looked the crowd dead in the face, and then yelled every racial slur he could think of.
Back to back to back to back.
Starting with the K-word, ending with... Oh, what's the one for Polish people? You know, that one. So,
Polak.
Yeah,
you said it once.
We're getting canceled in Poland.
I don't give a fuck about Poland. They can suck my dick, too.
Oh, who are we kidding? They're not smart enough to know what the internet is. Ha! We made a dumb Polak joke. Cool. We did it. We did it. Funny racism.
Racism won. It finally won one, guys.
It's not funny when you say bad things about some people, but it's hilarious when you say it about, you know,
Polacks. Speaking of racists winning, there was a Nazi march. Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Yeah, there was a literal Nazi march. They were protesting a drag show at like a library.
Oh, is that what you and your friends were doing yesterday?
Bro, they were dressed pretty hot. Outfits on point. The they went with a black and white flag this time instead of like the red, white, and black flag the Nazis usually rolled with. It was very unique this time around. The flag was clean. It was a nice choice.
So you like the design of their Nazi flag?
The aesthetic, the Nazi aesthetic they were bringing to the table was wildly crazy, bro.
So you were genuinely impressed with their graphic design features on their new flag.
Which, that's something that calls back to the original Nazis. You know, Hugo and Boss? So
what are you suggesting? We, like, employ Nazis to do our logos from now on?
Bro, we're not NASA. We don't hire Nazis. We're not NASA.
That's right. We probably don't have enough money.
That was a good history
to joke. Afford Nazis, so.
Fuck no, we don't.
Yeah.
We couldn't even get, like, third round Nazi draft back in the Cold War.
We're going to have to go with a different hate group.
Fuck.
You know? I feel like the Klan's probably doing hard times, you know?
They've had a rough patch, I imagine.
If you know any Klan members, have them send to goingbackdoor@gmail.com their graphic designs. And we will decide if they can be interns for Going Backdoor Podcast.
We'll give them $5. We'll give them
$5. We ain't paying them shit. We don't support the Klan, but we're willing to use them for free labor. Some would call it slavery. I call it justice.
Slavery.
I think mine was funnier, but whatever. Call it slavery. I call it justice. I thought that was funny.
Clavery. I don't know. I tried to do a wordplay thing, and don't you fucking be mean to me. It's so long.
It's not that long, really. It's only like 5 seconds. I don't know what you're bitching at me for, Mom.
Well, what's the first thing you wrote on the little list, buddy? What you got?
Well, I thought we would talk about important politic newses.
Oh, my God.
And important politic newses. That's a word. Really fucked that up.
Okay. What do you want to get into?
The inbred nation finally has a new ruler after their ancient old bitch died. So,
what the fuck are you talking about?
They brought, I don't know what they call it. They inquired, they brought in, or they sworn in, or whatever they call it for a king and a queen. They brought in a new king and queen for England.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. It was on the news when I was looking.
Well, okay.
I was adding things.
I was so concerned.
I thought we could make jokes about
doing?
This, you know?
Okay, all right.
I mean, they already look like they're 110, so we're going to have a new one coming up soon.
They look like they have the same skin consistency of my nutsack. I haven't seen them, but I have a strong suspicion they look like both of my nuts combined.
I mean, you know, you've seen families before like this, where they look so familiar, like so similar, everybody in the family, that you're like, they're
you
too
guys
related.
Might be cousins.
They're too related, you know? Like,
everyone's cousins, including the husband and wives.
Like, even the like siblings, you're like, I don't even have to see the parents. You know? Like, y'all don't even look a little different. Y'all look like fucked up twins. Big noses and giant brows.
Yeah.
And fucked up teeth.
Yeah.
And dicks growing out of your ears. What isn't charging?
This.
How the fuck is that not charging? Oh, that's not plugged in. That's not.
That's not very cash money, Dalton. That's not very producer extraordinaire, buddy.
Technical difficulties. We're fine.
Wow.
Suck my dick. Suck my dick.
This whole show is a farce. We're not professionals at all. I'm not even funny.
No fucking shit, we're not professionals. Jesus Christ. A blind man could tell you that. We got cars driving in the background, for God's sakes. I mean, Jesus Christ.
You guys want to come be on a podcast?
Can I just start yelling that out your window?
No.
At anybody that walks by?
No.
Hey, you.
One of my neighbors died.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. It was an old.
Should we save this for Patreon, do you think, man?
Yeah.
We'll save. Tune into the Patreon. You'll learn about how Todd killed his neighbor. Burn Notice style. Yeah.
And Dalton's got a
off
fucking
inside.
Alarm.
Fuck off.
Is it your sleepy time alarm?
It is my, hey, you fat fuck, go to sleep.
Okay. Way to just be like, no, it's exactly what you said, but meaner.
You want to see if Al wants to do the Patreon tonight?
Sure, I don't give a shit.
All right.
If he wants to come over, hop on the page. I plan on putting down some CBs tonight, my guy.
CBs.
Coors Banquet.
Or as I call them, the GBs.
It's the only beer that feels like a meal.
I thought you were going to say it's the only beer that feels like a man. Like, oh, boy. Jesus. Holy cow. Oh, you know who else died? No, I'm all right. I got our proud sponsor, Dubby, here, okay? Yeah. Keeping me hydrated, motherfucker.
Yeah, I want Coors Banquet to be a sponsor for me. That would be immaculate.
That would be pretty cool.
It'd also be life pretty ruining.
Cool. Hello, penetrators. We're here with a new sponsor we've got here at Going Backdoor Podcast and GBD Studios. It's called Dubby. Check it out. Pretty great. Website right there, you know, dubby.gg. Promo code GBD Pod. That's going to save you about 10%. It's going to save you 10%.
Across the board. Across on everything you order. 10% off.
Mm-hmm. And then this is their newest flavor. It's pretty fire, minus the cat hair. But it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Callio Cream. It is a mango orange dreamsicle concoction that is pretty tantalizing and lovely.
Delicious is what it is, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fire. All their flavors are great. I've tried them all. They're amazing. You can get these fucking... Oh, this way. These cups, they're great.
There's waifu cups with bitches with no titties. That's pretty cool, right, Dubby?
Yeah, pretty PG.
Pedophiles.
Yeah, that's what I meant by PG.
Pedophiles generally.
On that note, back to the show.
Back to the show.
Don't sponsor him. We need Todd to not be a chronic alcoholic that ends up killing himself at the proud age of
27. Because I feel like
I was being more positive. I was going to say like 35, but
okay.
Jesus.
I don't think I'd make it
past
27 with like a big beer sponsor and like start touring.
Damn. Did you ever watch the show Operation Repo?
Yeah.
I did. You did?
Yeah.
Do you remember the lady, Sonia?
The daughter?
She was the, kind of fat or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
I think she had tattoos and shit, piercings.
Yeah.
She died at 60 this week.
Oh.
So.
Okay, way to really liven this up, dog.
I don't know what happened to her. I'm assuming she got hit by a minivan while repoing it.
It comes with the job.
You know, I hope she died doing what she loves, you know?
Hey, shut up, bitch.
She thought it was funny. Come on now. Come on now. Yeah, speaking of things, you know, let's talk about this. So, what was your favorite memories of Sonia from Operation Repo?
To be honest, I think the daughter's name was Lydia, and I think I have no idea who we're talking about.
You have no idea who Sonia is. Okay.
Nope. Sorry.
I'm going to Google a picture of her, and then we are going to roast her dead ass for a solid minute and a half.
It wasn't like the old black lady, was it?
Sonia, what was her fucking last name? Dog? Do you have a...
No, stop. What are you doing? You're just going to start... Putting in random shit.
Can you give me the last name on that? What's her last
name? Sonia Piazza. P-I-Z.
P-I-Z?
A-R-R-O. I probably butchered the pronunciation, but I don't give a fuck. Why the fuck do you have the Kentucky Derby on here?
Oh, this isn't going to load because I don't have internet on it. So,
I guess we could talk about how I don't have internet because I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, why don't you tell us why you don't have internet? We can't Google this fat, old, dead meth head.
Okay, so...
son of a bitch.
Daddy had a rough night at work. So, Daddy got blackout drunk the second I got home and passed out within like 15 seconds of hitting the couch.
Was this the day you got fired?
The day before.
Or did you quit?
I quit.
You quit?
I quit.
So you're not getting unemployment?
I don't believe so, no.
You fucked yourself.
Yeah.
I told you, you just need to start stealing stuff.
Yeah.
Call your wife, or call your boss a cunt and fuck his wife, you know? Classic maneuvers.
Nope. Nope.
Start showing up late every day. Actually, that's probably the best thing to do in a factory, is just show up late every day. Show up late every day, take long breaks, leave in the middle of your shift, go out, smoke a cigarette, and then come back, like, you know, 15, 20 minutes later.
And just be like, what? Why, be like, you what? Why are you being such a dick, bro?
You know?
Why are you dick-riding, bro?
That doesn't work on some jobs. Like, if you're doing construction, you're like, I wouldn't smoke a cigarette for 10 minutes. They're like, oh. Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Get back to it.
They'll just get annoyed with you eventually.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Like, my job.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. You know? You took a break. Ooh, big shit.
Ooh, tough guy. Big old tough guy taking breaks.
Well, depending on the time of year, you know.
Like, this
there's shit going on.
This gear. Blackout drunkenness led to such an anxiety ride.
Mm-hmm. I forgot we were talking about this, but okay, go on.
Yeah, we're going to continue this because I thought it was
go
important.
Go on about how you're a scum lord.
This was Thursday. I got really drunk, fell asleep on the couch. And then
did you get white girl wasted or like alcoholic dad wasted?
Alcoholic dad wasted.
Okay, okay. We know where we're at now.
Yeah, yeah. Like right on the couch, not a single fuck.
Like
was
20 good. Beers deep in, or did you get like a handle?
I got like 4 or 5 shooters on the way home and just downed them. Most of them in the
okay.
In the
me
front
and Todd
line.
Have different definition of white girl wasted and dad wasted. So we learned that today.
Daddy's going to get drunk enough to put hands on you tonight. Be careful, son.
Oh, I'm not worried. I'm not worried.
But, yeah, no.
I brought my gun.
Well, yeah, this anxiety ride lasted all the way up until I dragged my girlfriend to Indianapolis to go do an open mic.
You dragged her?
I mean, yeah, by her hair. Relentlessly. I was so grumpy, yeah. But no, I was just freaking out the whole time. Like,
no offense,
I'm just going to fucking die and kill myself. Why?
No offense. If I was a betting man and you were like, hey, which one of these two do you think would be dragging the other outside, knowing you both? I'm sorry, buddy.
I'll beat her ass. I swear to God.
She's dragging you.
I'll do it
she's
right in front of you. I don't care.
She's dragging you.
I'll go okay? Domestically abuse her.
She's dragging you.
Don't make me abuse her just to prove a point.
No, listen. It's nothing against you, but I think you'd enjoy it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you can't, but I'm saying your will to be, you know, abused sexually is too much, and that would overcome you, and you would be like, grab daddy's hair and drag me down.
Shut up, bitch.
Clip it. clip it.
Damn it. You're like, you son of a bitch. So yeah, then I had a little freak out. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to leave. So I was going to full on planning to leave Indianapolis and
okay.
Drive back home for no reason at all and then be late to work. So instead, Jerry called me and he's like, hey, no, come do the mic. I think this will be good for you. And I was like, yeah, sure, fuck it, why not? Turned around, did the mic, did relatively well, and then walked in and quit my job.
So, this is Todd's big moment, you know? This is his defining moment of his career. He did an open mic, so he decided, fuck it, I've made it. I'm quitting my job. This is like he booked the biggest show of his life, you know?
I'm a full-time comedian.
He is a full-time comedian with a hot 5 minutes.
Three of which was crowd work.
He could drag it out to 15 if needed, but it gets a little dicey at 8. So
it does get a little dicey at 15. I feel like I'm a good heat check for a crowd, though. Because, like, I'm charming enough to get away with saying super fucked up stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a good heat check for the rest.
Yeah, if we went on the road, right, hypothetically, I feel like I would be awful at opening.
Yeah, you'd be, I feel like you'd do better in the middle.
Yeah.
As a little, yeah. Little meatball sandwich.
Yeah, you know? You have me go out, say some offensive shit, try to piss off people, you know?
Yeah, draw the energy down so the headliner comes out and just fucking murders.
Because that's my sense of humor. What dark shit can I make fun of that's horrific? Like a school shooting or, I don't know, some old bitch that used to steal people's cars dying at the age of 60, you know?
I love how you're like a repossession agent. That's a criminal in my book.
Fuck that bitch. You know what? You leave those poor people alone, you cocksucker.
Honestly, any crime that's you a crime dead because cocksucker. You're poor, I don't feel like should be a crime.
Yeah, exactly. They should be able to get away with that shit for years. They should just, you know what? Hey, if you make under $20,000 a year, and you can't afford to make your payments, you got the car. We're just gonna... They do it to the banks all the fucking time. Bail them out! Fuck it! It's your car! Dealership can suck our dicks too, you know?
It's your car now, buddy.
Vote for me for president.
Yeah.
2024. I'm running. Fuck you, Donald. Fuck you, Joe Biden. You know, let's go Brandon.
Sleepy Joe.
Yeah. That's gonna be... I'm going to wear exactly what I'm wearing right now as president. I'm never wearing a suit. I'm going to come out in wrestling t-shirts and a pair of jeans.
And just spit on every foreign dictator's face.
And just make fun of everyone. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. I'm basically, if it's going to be like, what's a good reference here?
George W. Bush meets Donald Trump.
No. I was going to go with... I'm going to have the energy of Trump and the dress stylings of Mick Foley. So it's going to be amazing. I'm going to wear nothing but flannels, wrestling t-shirts, and a chair on my head.
And still
and it's
going to
be
like,
great.
Your wife's a cow. I wouldn't say she's a cow, but I've heard people say she was a cow. Okay, she's a cow.
Week two of me being president. All right, Kim Jong-un, I challenge you to a Texas death match. Meet me, you fucking bitch. All right? Come on, pussy. What are you afraid of?
International waters, aircraft carrier, me and you. No holes barred.
I'm gonna cut myself right on the forehead. I'm gonna bleed like John Moxley, and I'm not gonna do, like, press conferences. I'm gonna do promos. It's gonna be amazing. You're gonna love it, okay? It's gonna be great. I'm gonna shit on the media, literally. It's gonna be awesome. I'm going to go over, I'm going to kick those inbred cunts in the mouth. It's going to be amazing. We're going to get votes in Ireland, and I don't even think they can vote in this country, to be quite honest with you.
No.
So.
No, they can't.
We're opening all borders, Mexicans, Canadians. Well, actually, not the Canadians. We're building a wall between Canada.
All the Canadians so, except Montreal.
No, fuck them. Specifically them. The only Canadians left or allowed still in the state are Steve Nash, Sami Zayn, and Chris Jericho. That's our limit. We got those three. We're fine.
What about the heel guy? I can't remember his name. MVP or some shit. MVJ? MFJ?
MJF?
Yeah.
He's not Canadian.
Well, fuck me.
We're sending him to Canada. Fuck him. He pisses me off.
First round draft pick, U.S., deportation, MJF.
Yeah, we're sending MJF, and we're sending CM Punk to Canada.
Dude, our boy Phil Hall's lost tonight. That hurt me.
I had flashbacks, and I thought you were going to say Phil Brooks, and I was like, he's fighting the UFC again?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, my...
Dana, are you trying to kill him? What's happening here? Fuck. Oh, yeah, you can fight one more time. Fuck it. Jesus Christ. Will this man do anything for money? Fuck. Fuck.
So he's your mother? Okay. But, yeah, no, our boy Phil Hall's the only person to respond to our... did I just blow a breaker?
Maybe.
The bathroom light just went off.
Oh, that's weird. Is your apartment going to catch on fire? That's what happened to my neighbor's house.
Fuck, maybe.
Before you know it, melted our siding and almost burned down my room. Killed me.
I wish it would have. I wish it would have.
Honestly, some mornings I wish it did too. I wouldn't have to go to work. oh, shit.
I forgot what the fuck we were talking about. Oh, this is hot podcasting.
There was like a when that house caught on fire next to me, dude. There was a moment where I wish I would have taken a picture of it and put it up on Instagram. Of, do you know who Austin Evans is?
No.
Background story: Austin Evans is a tech guy on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
Years ago, his house caught on fire and burned down. Completely. He did like videos on it and everything. So I wanted to take a picture of it and put when Austin Evans moves next door.
Oh my God.
And then post it. But I didn't think ahead. I thought that after they had already put the fire out. So I was a little disappointed.
But shouts out to our boy Phil Halls.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's what we were talking about. Phil Halls, the only guy to subscribe to our OnlyFans.
And he's also the only UFC fighter to ever message me back and be like, hey, bro, I appreciate the support. Yeah, because that's what I do sometimes. I message UFC fighters.
Shouts out to him and Mark Gagnon, the only guy that's ever responded to me on Instagram.
Dude.
It's worth a shit.
That's actually cool. That really is, actually. I like Mark Gagnon. He's
really
a good guy.
I really fuck with the guy. Have you seen his web series he's doing with different people?
Yeah.
Fire. Fucking love
it. It's really cool. I like it a lot.
Fucking love it.
And he's such a good guy to present stuff he doesn't really know about.
Yeah, because he actually asks questions and tries to, like, figure out, you know, the ins and outs of everything.
Yeah.
Which is so dope.
I got a couple new jokes I've been working on. That's been pretty cool. There's a big UFC card tonight. Henry Cejudo versus Aljamain Sterling.
Did you put money on it?
No, I should have, because all of my predictions have been right so far for this card, and I'm pissed.
Do it now. Put all your money you've got into it, you know?
It's too late. The main card already started. I can't do a parlay.
Maybe you can get lucky, and you'll win money, and then you won't have to find a new job, you know?
If I could ever just make money betting on UFC and MMA, I would just suck the world's dick.
Like, dear God.
If my first parlay pays over $200, fuck a job.
Yeah.
Fuck a job.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do it every week.
Like, if you could bet money on the Kentucky Derby, you know?
Great segue, buddy.
You like my segue?
Great segue.
Into this shit topic that I picked?
Like, why the fuck did you bring up the Kentucky Derby?
Did you see here that 7 horses died since Thursday?
What the
Yeah.
Fuck? Horse assassination?
I mean, it's
equestrian assassination?
It's literally the Holocaust for horses. It's crazy, dude.
Wow.
You know?
Why? What the fuck?
It's nuts.
Are these horses, like, getting assassinated?
Yeah. You know how they're dying?
Huh.
Patrick Mahomes' brother is fucking them to death. I mean, it's horrific, dude. I mean, holy shit. He was in... It's amazing. So, get this. Wednesday, he gets arrested for sexual assault, right?
Yep.
And somehow, he's out by Thursday to kill all these horses via dick thrust.
Yep.
You know? It's crazy.
Dude, that's so fucking wild. I can't believe you just fucking hit me with that hard turn like that.
You like
that? What the fuck was that?
That was pretty impressive. This is called
Why are you
magic.
Why are you trying to Louis J. Gomez me right now?
I am the magic of this shit, okay? You know? I got you going one way and I throw you the other. You know?
Wow. Hey, penetrators. Here at Going Back Door. You know what? We thought, fuck you and fuck your money. Give us your fucking money for
God
a fucking t-shirt and a hat.
Restart. Fucking phone. Oh, all right. Try again.
Okay. Hey, penetrators. Here at Going Back Door, we had a meeting and we thought, you know what? Fuck you having your money. Give us your money for a t-shirt and a hat. Go visit our store. You can get to it from our website, dumbass, goingbackdoor.com, dummy, And there's a little tab that says GBD Shop. Go check it out. We got a wide selection of hats, t-shirts. We even got a book bag, a hoodie. Get whatever you want. Get your girl something. Embarrass
her. Get a going back door dildo.
Get a look-alike MAGA hat and confuse black people you see in public until they read it and they're like, oh, no, you're just gay.
Get a hat that looks suspiciously like we're trying to rip off band logos, you know?
Yeah.
Get a hat that looks like it might be an early 2000s, like one of those shitty bands you get at Warped Tour.
Hats. Our logo literally looks like a Trapped cover band.
Everything about this is disgusting and hateful. It's fine, but whatever. Yeah, so go check it out.
And give us your fucking money.
Yeah, go to goingbackdoor.com/GBD shop. No promo, fuck you. Back to the show.
Penetrators.
It's fucking... It was amazing. I am proud of that moment right there that I just did, okay?
I mean, I'm glad, buddy.
Can we... Moment of silence, sit in this. Just... That was beautiful, okay? Fucking immaculate work by me! Okay?
I love how you got more tarted when you said that. Yeah. That was fitting.
Yeah. That's what I was going for. That's what I was going for, okay? I mean, really. Yeah.
But they made Phil Halls fight this Dagestani fucker, and it hurt my feelings. He got knocked out with a clean 1-2.
Yeah.
Didn't like that at all. And the boy looked great. He came out, was putting in fucking work on him, keeping the pressure up, and then just got caught. Head kick. Bip, bip.
Patrick Mahomes' brother was putting in some work this week, too.
On some old lady's lips. He forcibly kissed like a 40-year-old woman, right?
That's how the repo lady died, actually. It was,
Patrick Mahomes is a fucking...
Patrick Mahomes' brother. It's not Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes' brother...
is an Indian rape gang by himself.
Yeah, yeah. He's raping old 60-year-old repo ladies, Kentucky Derby horses...
White women.
White women, Mexican women.
Babies.
Children.
He's fucking kids out here, too.
Grown men. He fucked Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. At the same time. That one was consensual. They were into that.
But that's the reason Patrick Mahomes' wife also won't shut the fuck up.
She's hot. She can keep running that mouth. Run that mouth on my dick. You know what I'm saying?
The bitch is built like a fifth grader.
I really haven't seen what his wife looks like, so I might be...
You're missing.
Disappointed in myself on that one.
Hot podcasting. I'm trying to watch the fights on a totally illegal streaming service. Because as previously stated, your boy's a fucking drunk retard and fell asleep on the couch.
No shit.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Thanks. No I appreciate shit. The support and no the shit. Love. It's nice. Will you shut the fuck up in there?
I mean, Todd, no matter how bad your life gets, just remember, at least you're not, by this time next year, going to be playing with the Shanghai Sharks.
Like, shouts out to my boy Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, I mean,
way to just ruin your career
in one series.
Like, the best part about it is, like, he was just like, I don't respect myself indirectly because you don't score 40. I don't respect you. Shut up. You're dumb. He tried to big dick LeBron, and it just backfired in his mouth so hard.
So, like, hypothetically, he stays in the league, right?
Yeah, he does.
I hate to say it. Wouldn't be mad if he ended up in a Bulls jersey. You know? We could use a little bit of that dickhead dipshittery, you know, on our pussy-ass team.
Maybe, but where the fuck would you put him?
Another great options. I think Detroit might take him because they like garbage.
Yeah.
Minnesota likes to fuck things up. I could also see Phoenix taking him.
Hey, I'll fucking take him. We'll play him at the center. I don't give a shit. Anything's all better right. than Ayton's baby soft ass.
All right. Did not see that one coming.
Yeah, no, I'm so done with Ayton's bullshit. The man's a fucking 7'3" baby. I've literally seen toddler diarrhea.
He looks like a 7'3" baby.
He looks like a fat baby the David Robinson.
Jesus Christ.
Like, why are you so big, but still the softest guy on the court? Like, you outweigh most of your fucking competitors by, like, 10, 15 pounds.
And he's at least tall. He's also taller than him, too.
And you get pushed around every fucking game. You can't get rebounds. You don't score. What the fuck are you doing out there?
He just pulled up.
I don't know. No, that's my neighbor in a truck.
Are we about to get robbed?
Totally.
About to get robbed.
All right, Dalton, I'm gonna fight them all. All right.
Fuck was that?
Someone yelling at a child. Mind your business.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought they were yelling at us for a minute.
I just spilled beer all over the front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real.
You
mature.
Know what's the best part of this podcast?
What?
I might have drugged you.
With what?
Heroin. not really.
We're about to see how low you can swim, boy.
You know, honestly, I think it'd be funny if we had a guest and we just spiked him with Viagra's just middle of the podcast.
Let's make this guy hard. And then just like keep asking him to stand up.
Just blue chew. I think I have some. It'll be great.
Just blend up a blue chew, put it in a beer or something, and just wait.
Dude, you gotta try this candy. It's fire. It's blueberry. Trust me on this.
It's a blueberry candy.
It doesn't really taste that great. Yeah, but you'll love it here in about 5 minutes.
And just make him sit there rock hard, surrounded by only men. And then just proceed to be like, wow, bro, you're so fucking gay. Are you fucking hard right now? You fucking weirdo.
Who would be... Okay. I have a few ideas of who the best person to do this to is. I feel like this is maybe a Patreon thing to talk about, so I'm going to leave it on the Patreon. Tune into the Patreon. You'll find out who's going to get drugged.
There's a lot of Patreon talk, brother.
Yeah.
We did launch a Patreon. We didn't.
Yeah.
I don't think we actually addressed that.
Go to patreon.com/goingbackdoorpodcast. We'll probably talk about that in the plugs, too. You want to do plugs mid-podcast?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do plugs right now. We'll get those the hell out of the way. Todd, what do you got for us?
Follow me at FuckToddGBD on everything. Twitter, Instagram. Come to Crackers any Thursday. See me if you want. If not, fuck you, I don't care. We have a website, goingbackdoor.com. We also have a shop there. If you want to buy a t-shirt, a hat. We have some of those in transit, I believe. Indeed, indeed.
Well, we have one shirt.
Fuck up and lie. We have some of those in transit. Some of our dedicated fans are buying those, so you should hop on that train.
Yeah, we have multiple orders.
Multiple orders. The Dubby money is just fucking rolling in. It's crazy. GBD odd for 10% off
GBD pod. Save yourself 10%.
Dubby.com.
Good stuff. Tastes great. I just ordered some more. Currently, I am drinking still the Primo, whatever name skips my memory.
The mango orange dreamsicle concoction. That was pretty tasty.
Fucking amazing.
For a guy who doesn't like orange dreamsicle, I do like this flavor.
It is fire. And then I ordered also, it's the watermelon. Watermelon blueberry or something like that?
Oh, that'll be fire.
Awesome. All their flavors are fire. You can't go wrong with any of them.
And it's cheaper than G Fuel.
It is cheaper than G Fuel. So check them out. W.GG. I don't know if I set the link or whatever. Yeah, and then you can get me at TheRealDTodGBD. That's on Instagram, Twitter. all that. We're on Facebook. Check out our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter that does not get used. Fuck you, Elon.
I just be tweeting out into the ethers.
It's into the ether. Right into the black ether.
No one retweets, no one likes.
Yeah, it's pretty sick, actually. Go follow us on Twitter. Maybe we'll actually fucking use it one day. But yeah, that's about it on plugs. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. There is a tier with the Patreon, too. $5 basic penetrator. $10 super penetrator. So with the super penetrator, you get live events. You get to comment on live events. There will be a chat. You can comment. I think that's a cool feature.
I mean, yeah.
We're going to be doing the live events on the Patreon. So that's a thing.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Yeah. I do have a graduation show coming up the 27th of May. That's what month is it? May 27th, Crackers, 8 p.m.
Might be able to go to that one.
It'd be pretty sick.
This is my last Friday.
Running a set should be fun. Yeah. I'm going to try to do some crowd work, too. I thoroughly enjoyed doing crowd work.
I'm going to do nothing but crowd work.
Oh, you want to go up? I can get you on this, Daddy.
Sign a check my ass can't cash.
Let's say I'll literally message the guy right now.
Please don't. Not, let me think about it.
I know the owner of the club. Come, I'll make sure you get 6 minutes.
Oh, fuck. 6 minutes sounds like an eternity.
It is.
I bet it is. Like, okay, is there anybody that actually goes up there and sits on the stool?
Yeah.
Or is everybody standing?
There's been a couple guys that sit on the stool.
Because
every one of them I've seen do it don't do well.
Listen, I'm literally going to, if I do go up, I'm literally going to just pull Big J Okerson, sit on the stool, and just be like, so, are you guys fucking tonight or what?
I can't say fuck.
Are you guys, shacking up tonight or what?
You guys banging each other? Oh, that's hot. Nice. Nice.
Is your mom and stepdad going to be there?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't invited them yet.
If they're there, I'm going to do that to them. Sorry. Are you young couple fucking tonight?
Leave my mom and stepdad alone. They're old, all right? Leave them alone.
Hoping they'll say yes and they'll be like, ha! Todd, have that image in your head for the rest of the night.
I hope they are fucking. You know what? I hope my mom is busting a fat nut.
Good on her, you know? Good on her.
Exactly. Exactly.
Life's too short to not get some pee, you know?
Okay, you can stop playing the Russian.
Oh, I've been playing the Russian music over this. We're done with plugs. Jesus Christ. My bad, folks.
Welcome back.
We didn't leave. We're still here, you idiot. Oh, my God.
Welcome back. Going back door. Episode 61. This has been a shit show. We're still continuing on.
I'm putting the ad read right after right after the plugs. Just so that makes sense. Fuck it.
We should redo an ad for the store. We should redo it.
Redo an ad for the store. I think we might also redo the ad for this.
Okay.
Yeah, me too, because you did go into call them pedophiles in the last ad, so that...
Yeah, I did. I forgot about that.
That's not a great look for us.
Dude, when that ad popped up, I was like, oh, shit. I didn't actually remember recording this. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It was not great. And you're, like, afterwards, you're like, I don't know if we should redo that, because I feel bad about doing that. I'm like, fuck it. I'm tired. We're keeping it. Fuck you. Suck my dick.
Fuck it. Full sons only.
This is fine. Actually, let's redo the shop ad. We'll do Dubby tonight, and then we'll redo the shop ad hopefully next week, because that's when my shit gets in.
Okay.
And I'll have the mug and the hat and the shirt, so.
Sick.
So we can sick. And then I figure I'll have the Dubby cup, and you can have the mug, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So. Do a little weird cheers thing.
Yeah. Have that for the podcast.
Yeah.
You can drink beer out of a mug. like a true alcoholic piece of shit that you are.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
What the fuck,
hey,
bro?
Okay, so if we get
crushing some CBs, bro.
If we get 100 subscribers on YouTube, Todd will go to AA. So
no, the fuck I won't.
That's no, shut up. That's
no, the go, fuck I won't.
You don't actually have to go to AA.
I'll just tell him I go to AA.
You just have to act like it and bullshit it. 100 subscribers if you want to see this man get some help. He's an alcoholic. His life's in shambles. He's having a kid too.
Nope. No, I'm not.
I have some unfortunate news for
don't
you.
Don't put that evil on me.
It's a really sick prank that I did. But
Ricky, Bobby.
You and Jocelyn are going to be pissed. I signed you up for an adoption. So congratulations on the kid.
We're 10K in the hole.
He's 16. He'll be here on the 25th.
he's 16 with multiple drug addictions.
He's from Nigeria, and he's from a war-torn region, if you know what I'm saying. So if you need a sniper, he's got you. But if you need emotional support, he's not there for it.
A child soldier. Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we're
yeah.
done with this.
You basically got David Goggins. So congratulations.
I got Nigerian David
Goggins.
He's going
to wake you up at 3 in the morning going, hey, stay hard.
Dad, get up. We're going running because we got to stay hard, barefoot, in the gravel.
Yeah, he's going to wake you up with like a fucking stick and chase you through the yard.
Just mop.
He's got like a broom handle he's hitting you with as you run.
You must run from lion, father.
I mean, oh my god.
I don't know the accent for a Nigerian guy.
I don't either.
You must run from lion, father.
Hey, man. I don't know why I went with stoner
hey,
white guy.
Hey, noon. What's up? It's me, your boy, the Nigerian nightmare.
I honestly love it, you know? You know, crackhead white guy as...
Just hey, man.
Just a pothead white dude as the Nigerian accent is perfect, you know? It's not offensive, and it's hilarious.
I'm just here in Nigeria, fam, it's just chilling up
perfect. Everything you look for in a joke.
With my guys, bro.
Now, say the N-word.
I figured saying chilling with my Nigerians might have been a problem.
That's close enough. Close enough. Cancel them.
Open your mouth wide and take it.
Yeah. So what else was on that fucking list?
I don't know.
I feel like there was something else.
Tucker Carlson.
Oh, yeah. Tucker Carlson got fired. Who
and
gives
there was
a fuck?
Another dude.
Oh, I don't remember his name.
It was one of the dudes from CNN. They pretty much just mutually cut off their wildest boy.
Oh, Al's on acid, so he's not coming to the pod.
Unfortunate. And tell him I'm hurt, and this is causing nightmares. He's not going to come down. That's not how acid works, buddy.
Okay.
No, it's work until you go to sleep.
And all right, then I'll just say nice and leave it at that.
Yeah, that's all you got.
Yeah. So, Tucker Carlson got fired.
Who gives a fuck?
I think he was helping Patrick Mahomes' brother, is what happened, if I remember correctly.
He was helping.
If you're turning in for the news, this is not the episode. Folks,
an old lady fucking ring ran by Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, he got fired for fucking horses to death, including the horse that used to jack poor people's cars. So, yeah, this is not funny now that you're not paying attention. This is.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to watch fights. And
you are the most least professional I know.
You have no idea.
This is why you're still, you know, you only have a hot 15 minutes.
Okay.
You know?
What you got, you fucking asshole.
You're not disciplined enough. You gotta be disciplined.
Bro, suck my dick.
You know?
It's comedy. It's not fucking martial arts. It's not an Olympic sport. It's an art. You fucking piece of shit.
Okay, let me rephrase this. Cunt.
and my little vape died. Fuck!
Good. That's what you deserve. You need a cigarette?
No. Good. I'm not fucking gay.
Yeah, captivating shit here. Breaking news today, though. Did you see that Bronny James has committed to a college?
What college did he commit to? Okay,
I want you to take... I'm going to give you three guesses.
Duke.
No.
Kentucky.
No.
Ohio.
No.
Okay, what do we got?
Okay, so... we're going to do a little bit of hypothetical, potentially could happen, right? What college did DeMar DeRozan go to?
I don't give a fuck.
What college did Nikola Vucevic go to?
I don't give a fuck.
What college did Taj Gibson, a couple other Bulls go to?
Motherfucker, I don't even I don't
University,
even know.
Or well, I don't know what USC stands for. USC.
Oh, University of South California.
Yeah, that one. University of South Carolina, or California.
Southern California. There we go.
Whatever. He went there. So he's going there. So,
nice.
Bronny's going to be a Bull come 2025. So,
bold prediction.
Suck my dick.
Bold prediction.
Bulls are going to get the number one pick. We're going to get Victor Webanero. And then we're going to pick up Bronny James. And then when they ask to be traded and they end up on the Lakers in 3 years, I'm going to be killing myself. So keep tuned in, you know, and I'll do it on the Patreon. So make sure you sign up for the Patreon right now.
That'll be the ultimate tier is the suicide tier.
Yeah, there's the basic penetrator, super penetrator, and then the extreme penetrator, and the extreme penetrator gets the live suicides. So
suicide penetrator.
Actually, it's not going to be a suicide. We're going to call in ISIS to behead us. So it's going to be great.
We're going to be beheaded for the jihad, brother. The holy war.
Is that fat bitches?
What the fuck? What? What the fuck does that even mean?
No, you said jihad. I'm like,
your grasp of the English language is just so fucking crazy.
It sounds like a
no. That's section not what the
on Pornhub. I don't know.
I didn't say hijab hookup, which is sounds like something you would look up, huh? You fucking.
I have not ever Googled that once in my life. But
yeah,
because
you don't fucking Google it, you dummy.
Shits at giggles.
You would type it in a search bar in a fucking porn website, you fucking retard.
Todd watches porn on Reddit.
You don't act. What the fuck? That is the craziest thing I've ever heard. There's porn on Reddit?
Yeah, dog.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, dog.
Okay.
There's porn on Reddit. There's porn on Twitter.
I knew there was porn on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, he knew there was porn on Twitter. Todd's been way ahead of that game for years.
I've not used Twitter for years.
Yeah, he hasn't used his official account. He's got a secondary account, though.
Yeah, I got a burner account that's just straight anal penetrations of me. Just getting railed in the butt. By Dalton's dad.
Okay, I think we can move on from that.
Yeah.
That
one was fucking loud.
Yeah, it was. I hope it deafened everyone at home. Fuck you, penetrators.
If you're using headphones, suck
my
a dick.
We didn't like. I added a my.
I said suck a dick, and you
and
said
suck
my
dick. Wow.
Foolish. Do you want to cut this one and then continue on to the Patreon?
I figured, are we in an hour?
I mean, we're at 51.
51? That's good enough.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
I kind of do want a snack real quick, too.
Okay. Well, we can just pause. Okay. Yeah, I know how we'll do this. Okay. So, let's go ahead and wrap this up. So, till next time, catch us on the Patreon. Patreon.com/goingbackdoorpodcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you made it to this point of the episode, we really appreciate it.
We love you.
Please subscribe and like. Share this video to as many people as you can. Because that is the best way to get us viewers, is if you share this motherfucker right here.
Word of mouth. Fuck the algorithm.
Fuck it right in its mouth.
Fuck it right in the pussy.
We love you.
This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton Totter is extremely gay.